One of the greatest saints, Saint Francis of Assisi, was born in 1811 as Giovanni, named after Saint John the Baptist, but was renamed by his father Pietro after his return from France, and he named him Francesco, equivalent of Frenchman, thinking that his son will follow him as a businessman and wanted him to live as man of business, not as man of God. But as history told us, Francesco became the man of God. In his famous peace prayer of Saint Francis, it says, "It is in pardoning that we are pardoned." Summarizes what our gospel speaks about. Jesus Christ asks us in the parable of the unforgiving servant why we need to forgive our brothers and sisters not only 7 times, but 77 times. Limitless and infinite. The parable illustrates the ridiculous act of the first servant was given the king's forgiveness but cannot forgive his fellow servant. Here Jesus is presenting us that God, as symbolized by the king, is abundant in mercy and forgiveness. And so we must do the same to our brothers and sisters who done wrong to us. If God forgives us, we need to forgive others too. According to Pope Francis, we cannot demand God's forgiveness for ourselves unless we are prepared to forgive our neighbors. If we do not strive to forgive and to love, we will not be forgiven and loved either. It must be noted that in the parable, the servant owed a vast sum to his master. Then the master forgave the servant's debt, but the man did not, in turn, forgive the debt of another servant who owed him only a small amount. To forgive is not only a momentary thing. It is a continuous thing against this resentment, this hatred that returns. According to Pope Francis, let's think about the end. Let's stop hating. Think of the end of your life. Think that you will be in a casket. And will you take that hate there? Think about the end. Stop hating. Stop the resentment. It is necessary to apply merciful love to all human relationships, between spouses, between parents and children, within our communities, in the church, and also in society and politics. So, my sisters and brothers, as in the prayer of the Our Father, we always say, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." So let us forgive one another 77 times. Let us put love, humility, forgiveness, and mercy at the heart of our lives. It is hard to forgive if God is not in our heart. It is easy to forgive if God is within us. So let us ask our Lord to take over our lives, to take over our hearts, so that we may forgive our brothers and sisters from the heart. Also, like Saint Francis in his prayer, peace prayer, we say, O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.